Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, you can go to mvpinsure.us. It's mvpinsure.us. You know, send us an email. You could do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, this time around, we want to talk about snowstorm preparedness. Snow is starting to fall outside. And these are some tips that could really help. If you're in the Midwest or in the Northeast or anywhere that gets a lot of snow. Something we dread in the Midwest, the upcoming winter season. Sure, there is snow, is lovely, the holiday sublime, but with dropping temperatures and hazards of ice and snow, it can be a bit nerve-wracking. The U.S. government, via their ready.gov website, has an article with tips to be safe during snowstorms and extreme temperature changes. Now again, I want you to go to mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand corner is the Let's Talk Insurance section. Click on that. It should bring you to the blog post for today. I'm just going to share a few of the tips from the ready.gov website, but I want you to use this as a click-through so you can read the entire article and learn a bit more on how to be prepared for the upcoming snowstorms. Now, for winter storm warnings, they recommend stay off the road if at all possible. The next tip is stay indoors and dress warmly. Prepare for power outages. Use generators outside and away from windows and doors. Look for signs of hypothermia, and of course you want to check on your neighbors. Stay off the road if at all possible. There have been very few instances here where I live where the local government has said stay off the roads unless absolutely necessary. In those cases, we usually shut down our office early or we work from home. I know many of you are not in a situation where you can do that. But again, you need to take extreme caution. If the local government says stay off the road, obviously the weather conditions are very, very serious, and there's a likelihood that you could get in an accident or worse if you were to go out. So certainly be very careful and heed the warnings of your local government. Stay indoors and dress warmly. Obviously, you don't want the kids outside in a winter storm warning playing with snowballs or making snowmen or going sledding, because obviously the weather and the temperature changes are as such to make it a warning situation. And those are the times where you need to get yourself a nice cup of hot chocolate, throw on your fuzzy pants, and stay indoors and watch a movie or play a board game. To make it fun. Tons of websites out there on what to do on snow days, so certainly check those out if you have young children for tips on what to do with your young ones in winter storm warning or snow days. Prepare for power outages. You know, earlier this year we had talked about preparing for bad weather and things that you need to keep in your home and in your car. Prepare for power outages. So you need to make sure that you have, you know, batteries, your chargers are charged up in case the power goes out, so you can charge your electronic devices. Make sure that you have enough fresh water for each person. And what did we determine? A gallon a day for every person in your home. And then also you need to figure on at least, what was it, a half a gallon or a gallon a day for your pets as well, because you know, obviously your pets need to drink as well. Make sure that you have enough canned food. Again, I recommend that you go through our podcast archive and look up that storm preparedness podcast for more tips on what to do in order to prepare for a storm or a possible power outage. Use generators outside and away from windows and doors. Already last year, we had a couple of deaths with people that were using generators, but the generators were too close to their home. I believe there was one last year that they had used a generator in their garage. Even though the door was open, the fumes built up and seeped into the house, and a few people ended up passing away. So certainly, if you're going to use a generator, try to keep it as far away from any windows or doors as possible to prevent any carbon monoxide from seeping into your home. Look for signs of hypothermia. And again, we had, if you go into the, I believe we did information on snowmobiling or on hunting. There was tips on what to look for as far as hypothermia and what to do and what not to do when it comes to hypothermia. Hypothermia is a serious condition, and if it's not treated properly, you could get into some serious health issues, even death, if hypothermia isn't diagnosed and taken care of properly. So again, that's something you can go to like webmd.com and look up hypothermia, and it should give you symptoms and then also treatment for hypothermia in case you happen to get. Check on your neighbors, especially if you have elderly neighbors. Just take some time during a winter storm warning if it's really bad out. You know, try to check on them, make sure that they're okay, and see if they need anything. You know, especially if you've got an elderly person that lives alone, certainly you should take some time to see how they're doing and make sure that they have everything that they need. You know, it's neighbors helping neighbors. That's what it needs to come down to, is, you know, everybody help everybody. And during a winter storm warning, certainly take some time to check on your neighbors to make sure they're okay. Preparing for the winter storms, you need to prepare now. Should have prepared a couple months ago, but now there's no time like a present to go ahead and take care of that. And just a few tips on that. Know your area's risk for winter storms and prepare accordingly. I've lived in the West Michigan area for 30 plus years, so I am fairly familiar with our weather patterns and what to look for. And I'm sure if you've lived in an area where you're at for any length of time, you've been through a few winters, so you know pretty much what to expect. Make sure your caulking, insulation, and weather stripping is in good repair. The insulation and weather stripping, you should still be able to do that. The caulking, I'm not so sure. Definitely, if you're going to do some caulking, read the label to see what temperature you can safely use it at. A lot of the caulks, I'm sure that if the temperatures drop below like 30 degrees or something, that you can't use it because it's not going to adhere properly. So go ahead and check on the instructions and the labels to see, as far as caulking, when you can use it. Learn how to properly keep pipes from freezing. Again, you know, internet is your friend. YouTube is a great resource. Type in freezing pipes or keep pipes from freezing. Should be a ton of user-generated videos. You do a search on Google. Should come up with a ton of information to help you figure out the best way to keep your pipes from freezing. install smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors with battery backups. If you have smoke alarms or carbon monoxide detectors that are hardwired into your electrical system, you definitely want to make sure that they have a battery backup component in case the power does go out. They can still function. If they run off of batteries already, then one of the tips that you should have done is when the time change came, you should have gone around to check all the batteries and all your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors and change them accordingly. If you didn't do that now. And the next tip is gather enough supplies for each person and pet in your home to last several days. Again, the information was a gallon per person per day. And then pets were anywhere from a half a gallon to a gallon per day, depending on their size. And that's just for water. But make sure that you have enough canned food or dry food. And ways to, already prepared food, just in case the power does go out and you don't have any way to heat the food. At least get something that's already prepared, and all you need to do is just open the can or open the box, and away you go. Now, the last tip, again, learn the signs and basic treatments for frostbite and hypothermia. Again, webmd.com should be a great resource on giving you symptoms and then treatments for both frostbite and hypothermia. These things are no joke. You hear about people losing toes and fingers and losing feeling in their feet and their legs because of hypothermia or frostbite. This is no joke. You need to treat these in certain ways to prevent some serious damage from happening to your body or to the person's body. So again, go to webmd.com, type in frostbite or hypothermia, and it should give you information. There should be... Again, YouTube is your friend as well. I'm sure that there are medical doctors out there that have user videos on hypothermia and frostbite and what to do in those cases. Again, double check and cross-reference your information. Don't use one source of information as the end-all, be-all, because you want to double check to make sure that the information that you get is correct. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if it's a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same. You go to mvpinsure.us. It's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. marsiljeins@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. marsiljeins@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week. Take care.